What an incredible ride thus far for one of our very own from Geelong, Stella Perry. This was her performance last night on The Voice. I'm not a huge Madonna fan, but Stella won me over with that performance.
There you go. It was amazing, wasn't it?
And she joins us right now through to the semi-finals. Congratulations, Stella.
Hey, guys. How you going? Thank you.
Talk about the hokey pokey of The Voice, because you won, then you missed out, then you got a wild card, and now you've been put through. You shake it all about. I mean, what a roller coaster.
Literal jinx. How cute of us. And every step of the way has been so unpredictable for me. Like you just never, ever know who Delta or your coach is going to want based on what they're feeling or thinking that day. And they can just kind of, it feels like sometimes they've made up their mind and then they haven't. And it always depends on, I guess how you perform or how you deliver in that moment. Like it's such an imperative moment.
Yeah.
And I'm glad and lucky that I've somehow managed to get through every week, even though I'm with some pretty fierce competition there.
Well, you were incredible last night. And just watching back last night, watching you with Delta and loosen up, and she really got the best out of you. Was that something that that she said that inspired you, or what was it that she did to help you get over the line?
You know what? It was something that was so simple, and it's so stupid that you have to tell a singer this ever, but she was like, have fun with it. And I was like, oh, yeah, have fun. That's so stupid. Like, why did I forget about that part? Because that's, you go into music, it's often about expression and communication and all those, fun things. But really, it's when you're performing, you can lose a little bit of the fun side without the audience to play with. And, the coaches are up there and they're kind of looking at you sort of as an audience member, but they're judging you, so they're not overly fun with their judgy eyes. So I kind of try to block them out when I'm performing and just go with it.
It has been a unique series of The Voice this year, but one thing that I have noticed that you've really embraced is to acknowledge not just what you've achieved, but on your Instagram, you've acknowledged the fellow singers and your mentors and even, those on set. Are you really just taking a moment to appreciate the entire experience?
Oh, 100%. And I feel like I've got so many more thank yous that I need to spurt out, because when you're there, you're thinking the whole time, oh, my God, all these people, it's great that they kept all of those people in a job through COVID.
Yeah.
And it's great that they managed to produce a TV show that heaps of people love watching every year.
Yeah.
And it was very nearly not going to go through. And so it kind of irritates me when I hear people go, oh, why is everything happening so quickly now? And everyone's just so quick to complain about the format of it. It's like, guys, we really could have easily just stopped it when the world shut down, and it never could have been on. So it's that whole thing of just be grateful that there's a show on that you love and there's people that you can bitch about every night and hate. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're here for, babe.
But does it throw you off when you see Boy George and Callie on the screens? And because they seem so far back from where the camera is filming them, and they're just in this little screen bopping along to you singing. That was throwing me off while I was watching you. Tell me it threw you off.
I think it threw me off because Boy George looked like he was forced dancing, forcing himself to dance to me. And I was so awkward watching him. I was like, oh, my God, he's not actually into it. And someone told him to, dance to Stella so she looks like she's better than she is.
Yeah. Is there delay, you reckon? You know what I mean? They're just getting, the later part of it. It's, just that one-minute lag going on.
I reckon there is a tiny, tiny bit of a lag. I looked like that I was lagging in my performance because my movements were so out of sync with my actual, mute. I was like, am I dancing like a classic white girl right now? I literally have no... What is wrong with me?
Like,
I'm way better in the club.
You are channeling your inner Stella 2 a.m. at Beeves Bar. You are just living your best life is what you're doing.
I was, although, my eyes are pointing in the right direction, so that's...
We are so incredibly proud of you through to the semis. Just, you've got to get through that, through to the finale, and we are cheering you all the way. Congratulations, and hopefully we are speaking to you as the winner of The Voice 2020. Congratulations.
Can you imagine if Geelong produced a winner? How pumped would we all be? We're such a community.
Oh, we'll be celebrating. Socially distanced, of course, but it will be fantastic. Stella Perry, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.